Unit 5, Recording 2.
People say it's the best urban myth of all. It's lasted 80 years, and there are plenty of smart people out there who still believe it. They say that beneath the streets of New York, the sewers are teeming with a super race of monstrous alligators. They've never seen the light of day, and they live off human waste. Well, Ed Winter is someone who has been doing some research into this, and he's here with us today. Ed, what about these alligators? Could it possibly be true?
Absolutely not. It's one of those ideas that captured the imagination, but has barely a grain of truth to it.
Why do you think people bought into it?
Many reasons. Alligators living in the sewers is a very vivid image, for a start. Also, it accords with a certain idea of city life. There's this metaphor of the city as an urban jungle. This kind of darkness and danger, and the idea of some kind of subterranean monster fits with that.
Where did the idea come from? Is it pure fiction?
Strangely enough, no. Back in the 1930s, there was a trend for wealthy New Yorkers to bring back baby alligators from their holidays in Florida as pets. But once the owners got tired of looking after the alligators, they flushed them down the toilet. And this is where the legend was born, that alligators were living in the sewers.
So there's no evidence at all?
Well, there is one true story. A fully grown alligator was found in a New York sewer back in 1935. A group of teenagers heard it thrashing around under a manhole cover and managed to get a rope around it and pull it out.
So alligators, or at least one alligator, was living in the sewer?
Well, no. No one actually assumed the creature lived there. It was thought to have escaped from somewhere and ended up there, which is different. But anyway, that was a well-documented case. But the myth really grew wings when a man called Robert Daly wrote a book called The World Beneath the City in 1959.
And this was about the sewers?
It was about New York's public utilities. So, Daly interviewed the former superintendent of city sewers, a man called Teddy May. May claimed his workers had seen alligators, but he didn't believe them. So, May himself went down there to investigate. And what he saw, according to the book, was alligators serenely paddling around in his sewers. He described a whole colony of them living happily under the streets of the world's busiest city. And then he gave his workers permission to go down there with guns and do as much alligator hunting as they wished. That's what he claimed, anyway. Now, Teddy May, it turns out, was quite a storyteller. He was almost as big a legend as the alligators. Apparently, they used to call him the King of the Sewers. But anyway, the writer Robert Daly believed every word he said, and so, once the idea was in print, it took hold in people's imagination.
But no one believes it now.
Oh, plenty of people still believe it. But scientists aren't among them. Alligators live in warm climates. And scientists are pretty much in agreement that alligators wouldn't survive the cold New York winters. There's also the pollution and lack of light. The only creatures that really thrive under these circumstances are rats and cockroaches. You aren't going to find big reptiles in these environments.
Do you think this urban myth will ever disappear?
I don't know. People seem to like it. New York's Department of Environmental Protection sells T-shirts with a picture of an alligator. It's also very hard to disprove the myth unless you comb every inch of the New York sewer. But who's going to do that?
Indeed. Thank you very much, Ed Winter.
Thank you.